Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cameron and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
Mm-hmm. This is entertainment for that quarantine.
Yeah, you ready? Cam, are you excited? Because I'm excited today.
I am excited.
I'm super excited. What are we talking about?
It's a good topic. Another one of the basics of prepping.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about EDC gear.
We are, and we're excited about it because we haven't done an EDC episode.
Erectile dysfunction.
We haven't done an EDC episode for a really long time.
It was in the beginnings.
We did do one about some EDC gear, though, at one point, but I don't remember what it is. So we're super excited.
Way back.
We're going to go back to EDC for preppers, so we're stoked.
Yeah.
Cameron.
We've had some time to practice EDC.
We have. Yep. Hey, Cam, did you know that most subscription boxes are full of samples and junk you'll never use? But not BattleBox. It's the monthly subscription box for men, full of solid gear for adventure seekers, survivalists, outdoor enthusiasts, and casual preppers. Each month, BattleBox sends you the coolest selection of hand-picked outdoor survival and everyday carry gear, all valued at far more than what you'd normally pay. You never know what's in the next box, but here's a sampling of what users received this month. And we're going to go over this in just a minute.
We are.
The Moore Knife Spark. Did you see that, Cameron? It is a fantastic Moore Knife.
Anything from them.
Anything from Moore Knife is great. And then the Coleman Klondike 24 can 42 hour cooler. Oh, man.
24 cans?
Yeah, 24 cans. That's cool. All this badassness starts at about $30 a month. They've shipped almost a million boxes and won Best Men's Subscription Box of 2017. Our listeners get a free tactical knife when you sign up at trybattlebox.com/casualpreppers. That's trybattlebox.com/casualpreppers. Get your first battle box plus a free tactical knife at trybattlebox.com/casualpreppers.
You keep us alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listener. Reviews starts now.
I want you to take this one, Cameron.
This one's super confusing to read.
Is it? It is. There's some interesting...
Casual dining at its finest.
So this is 5 stars. It came from
Big
iTunes.
Nick.
Yeah, Big Nick from iTunes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
As long as you have adequate water skills and protein, you can Tashanka and hydrate while the pandemic-quake canado, caldera, red dawns into your contagion.
He's using like every prepper word there could possibly be there.
I have been listening for a while now, but just decided to risk a review since no one whose opinion I value listens to your wonderful tactical goose instruction podcast anyway. On a side note, I appreciate your wife's viewpoints because it helps me understand my boss lady's giggles and glances when I have her captive in my bug out vehicle and force your ridiculous awesomenessticiousness. Down her dirty little ear holes.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing, but get more and better guns and better flashlights. I have spoken.
Well, thank you, Big Nick.
Better guns and better stuff.
If you guys want to be a part of this portion of the podcast, go to iTunes, go to Facebook, go to the Kindle book on Amazon, leave us a 5-star review and make it awesome.
It's a mad, mad world.
Well, I mean,
we know how mad.
What else are we going to talk about right now other than COVID-19?
Yeah, you probably should just get those stats out.
We've been talking about COVID for, 2 months at least now, a little over 2 months. It gets crazier and crazier. I don't know. I kind of feel like there's a little bit of hope on the horizon right now, though. Don't you? It's hard to know. But if we go look at the overall numbers
I think there is right now.
Right now there
is. I worry about... Come fall and winter.
Yeah, we don't know.
Go possibly right back.
That's the thing.
Problems.
Confirmed cases globally, 2.1 million right now. Over 2.1 million. That is insane. I think the first time we did these numbers, we had like 40,000 or something, right? I can't remember the exact number, but there wasn't a lot, right? And it just continues to grow.
I haven't checked what's our... We were at 9.
What's that?
Uinta Basin.
Oh, the Uinta Basin. We have 10.
Oh, and one more?
One got hospitalized, actually.
I did see that.
Yeah.
In Dushin.
Yep. So it continues to grow, but we hope that there's the curve is flattening, like they keep talking about. If you look at the curves on my screen right now, you can see that it's starting to level off. So we hope that we're kind of on a... I don't know. I mean, I hope so.
At this point, we seem to be.
Yeah, at this point, we seem to be. But
hoping.
Who knows what could happen.
Yeah, they're working hard, too, on the testing that's going to show immunity. It's not very well done right now, and they don't know if it's just showing old coronavirus.
The antibody test, is that what we're talking about? Yeah.
So we still don't really even know how you know, can you go visit grandma after you've had it?
Are
you going to be immune to it? Or
is yeah,
it's kind of freaky.
So along those same lines, there was some news that actually came out late yesterday that Fox News is reporting. So take it with a grain of salt. But Fox News reports U.S. officials have high confidence coronavirus leaked from lab.
Yeah.
I mean, we all kind of had that suspicion, but who knows? If that so,
maybe digging a little more into it.
If that is so, I don't know what might happen in the future.
Yeah.
Everything becomes a little more squirrely because of this, so it's got me a little worried.
Yeah,
it really does. I was feeling pretty good about everything, and then this stuff starts coming out. And then they're saying that China also is testing nukes right now that they shouldn't be testing. So
why not? Testing viruses and nukes.
Yeah, viruses and nukes. It's not a good situation. No. So anyways, the world is mad.
It is mad. Like, one thing, like probably real short, is apparently everybody still hates the United States.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So was it just this yesterday or two days ago?
I think it was the Iran thing.
Yeah,
I think
that was yesterday. The Navy had 11 small Iranian boats like circling warships. For one, why would you do that?
I think it's just a show of...
Send a raft. Yeah. Throwing rocks. But they They were like provoking the Navy ships. And I had to laugh because I was telling Kobe, I'm like, this is... the U.S. crews issued multiple warnings via bridge-to-bridge radio, 5 short blasts from the ship horns. And then... long-range acoustic noisemaker devices.
Do we know that the Iranians weren't doing this, though? Like, getting them to try and honk?
Come on!
Come on, honk!
But I like that weapon. I don't know who developed it, but the long-range acoustic noisemaker device. Go ahead and fire that and see if anybody turns around.
See if them little boats can take it.
But yeah, so but we're seeing a lot of aggression still, you know, towards the United States. Like, I feel like this year is like... the sampler platter of
SHTF
all
events.
SHTF events.
It really is.
Try
man.
An earthquake out. Don't like it? Oh, let's try a pandemic. Oh, you don't like that? Let's try
economic
war.
Collapse.
Let's try economic. This is like the year.
And then on top of all that, we have a presidential election at the same time. So it is like the craziest year. Like I always used to say, you know, 9/11, that was the craziest year ever, right?
Yeah.
In 2001.
Yeah.
Not even close anymore. I mean, 2020 is the year to remember. Like,
oh man.
I was telling my kids the other day, I'm like, you guys are gonna like talk about this when you get older. This year, the year that you stopped going to school.
Historical, right off.
The year that we couldn't go see grandma.
Panquakes.
Yeah, we had earthquakes. We had all these crazy stuff and this pandemic. Ah, man. I don't know. It just gets crazier and crazier.
Madder than mad world.
It is, yeah. But Cam, today we're excited because we're talking about EDC. This is a topic I hold near and dear to my heart. Yeah. I love it. Do you love it, Cam? Do you love it like I love it?
I don't know if I love it as much as Kobe.
But you
loves
do
it.
Like it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's just get rolling. EDC. If you don't know what EDC stands for, I'm about ready to tell you. So get out your notepad, your EDC notepad, and write this
break
down.
Break this word down.
Yeah, break this down. EDC. Basically, it stands for everyday carry. Cam, this is items, gear that you carry either in your pockets, in a bag, somewhere with you every single day, as much as possible. And
women have been doing this for years.
They have. They have those big purses where they
got everything.
40-gallon purse, and it's got everything.
You got a
You know what I mean? So, like we said, most people they have EDC. They maybe don't think about it as EDC, but like us as preppers, we like to be a little more deliberate with it, right? It's a thing that we work on. It's a kit that we update, we improve.
Take pictures of.
It is one of the biggest photographs. On Instagram?
Prepper thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's sexy stuff to take photos of.
It's
I don't
like
know what it
food
is.
Food to the normal community. It's like, oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Look at it.
Like the burrito? No, it's a knife. I'm going to take a picture of it.
That wallet, oh my God.
Yeah, so...
That filter makes that EDC look amazing.
I was thinking about it the other day. Do you ever, when you leave your house, do you ever like tap your pockets and make sure you have stuff that you need? I do this.
Oh, I do, yeah.
Every time I leave the house, I tap, okay, I got my phone. Okay, I got my wallet. I got my knife.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so I'm good to leave the house at this point. But that's sort of... like the theory or the philosophy behind EDC is that
you've been carrying EDC gear a bit already.
Exactly. So those are the essential things. Also, you know, it could include, we're going to talk a lot about this, gear that could be helpful in random situations that you might encounter, but stuff that's not like every day, right? So maybe you get flung into a survival situation.
Flung
into it. So EDC is basic utility and preparedness, and Cam's going to talk a lot about this, but
just me.
But EDC to me, it's more about being prepared for everyday life.
Yeah. Right?
Less about SHDF, although that does come into play, but more those things that are going to happen every single day. So you have to have this gear to kind of make sure you're good.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So you can't take your bug out bag with you all the time.
You can't. I mean, you can. And there's people we'll talk about. Yeah. We'll talk about those people that load themselves up with EDC like crazy people. But
it's true.
Yeah.
There are those. There are those.
Yep. There are.
So one thing is to talk about like the anatomy of EDC, like a breakdown of what it is and why, and you know, so and kind of the essentials of an EDC.
Yeah.
So this is a rare occasion where smaller is better.
Yeah,
bigger isn't always better.
You're right. You're right. Yep.
You don't want to carry a machete for your EDC knife and, you know, 2 gallons of water.
But there are people who do that.
Oh yeah, I love the ones in college. Like, or I've seen just like walking around with this gallon jug
of water.
I'm like, oh, okay,
why?
That's a waste of.
Although those kids in, remember, what was the movie that we watched? American Blackout, where they got stuck in the elevator.
Yeah,
they would have had that gallon of water. They would have been good
to
go.
True. That would have made a big difference.
Yeah.
And then the next thing is like what you're carrying. Know its effectiveness. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of things you could carry. How useful and effective are those things? The one big thing here, and I'll mention it again, is knowing how to use that gear. Like, there's a ton of like really fancy items that you can put in your bug out bag and your car kit and your EDC. But if you don't know how to use them, don't expect to figure it out. You know, I'm glad I'm carrying this.
Yeah.
Because if I have this fire hose extender.
Yeah. I know.
Glad.
Make sure you know how to use the pen.
It's just not, it's pointless to carry it around. Yeah, you may be able to learn it on the fly, but like focus on the things that you know how to use and what to do with. Consider the multiple use items, like the things that are like there's a lot of, I think probably in the prepper world, the EDC gear combinations of like, you know, it's a keychain, it's a knife, bazooka, laser.
Flamethrower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they make some amazing stuff.
Well, I think that's the thing about EDC is you're trying to get as much as you can into a small kit as
possible.
That's
what's, like, super fun about
it. It's super fun, yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm going to carry all this in one little tiny...
Yep.
And that's where, like, the Ready Man, like, little cards.
Yep,
it's like fishing hooks and saws and stuff like that.
Sure.
So, consider those multiple use items, like, you know, a tool that's also could be a weapon, like a flashlight or a belt that can be a tourniquet and things like that.
Or like a tactical pen, that type of stuff.
Yep,
that
weapon and, Jason Bourne used it.
So he actually
would have hit a Bic.
He just had a Bic, man.
Yeah.
He
would have had a tactical pen, probably taken out everybody.
He'd have taken out that whole country with a tactical pen.
Consider items that can be used in multiple scenarios. You know, a flashlight can be used as a weapon or a distraction or even a communication device.
Or to distract your children when you're sitting somewhere.
Time.
You give them a flashlight, they're good.
They feel like they
for like an
brave
hour.
As ever. They go into a dragon's den. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to go in there.
Kids, man, I tell you. We'll talk about that later, but you got to think about who are you with all the time.
Yeah, you can trick them. Kids are dumb.
Yeah, you can trick them. Give them a Band-Aid on a flashlight. They can live forever, pretty much.
On a flashlight.
Yeah, some fruit snacks too, probably.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
In a pen, like we say, it can be a weapon, but a breaching tool, we got some of these in a battle box and they look like a file, but they're definitely a weapon too.
Sure. Oh yeah.
You know, and we'll talk that kind of goes into more extreme gear, but you know, a knife can be used to escape. It can be used to build a,
house.
Yeah. Build a whole house.
Car.
It can flatten tires, scratch paint.
Yeah.
But a knife has multiple uses.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-tool can be used for medical uses. I've used one to sew with, and it's freaking hard. But
to suture? You
know,
yeah, for sure.
The quality of your tools, I feel like this is an area that it probably, the quality of the gear that you have is probably more important in this aspect. Like, I would want to carry something every day. You never know. Like, I always think about the movie Hatchet I've talked about before. The kid, gets in a plane crash, and the only thing he has is that hatchet, and it's a good quality hatchet, and he has it, and it keeps him alive. Like, there's a lot of gimmicky garbage out there.
Yeah, can you imagine if you would have had like
a lot of stuff,
a Kmart hatchet or something?
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been bad.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have been telling his story.
That book ended before it started.
Completely different way.
But yeah, like there's a lot of junk out there.
There is.
You want to use the gear, figure out how good a quality it is. You know, is the little Phillips head screwdriver keychain thing, like, I've had some just strip out.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
you're
sure.
Like, well, that's useless. Mm-hmm. So quality makes a big difference here. And then remember Gray Man, you know, old guy, live downtown. Yeah. But you want to be discreet about all this stuff. You know, you don't want to, you know, an LED knife or like a LED lightsaber.
Disco knife or something.
Yeah. I can't believe how many people were like, that's a big lightsaber.
I know.
You see that?
Yeah, with that
stove. Posted the tech stove and they're like, that's just a giant lightsaber.
It did look like it the way you were holding it too.
But yeah, being discreet. You know, you don't want to be walking around after SHTF trying to get out of town with night vision goggles on your head, a fanny pack with some tear gas and grenades hanging from it, 7-inch knife hanging out of your boot. So tactical can be dangerous. We kind of went over that in the riot episode, but
yeah.
Anyway, those are some of the things
over in the Gray Man episode too.
We did
not look like that, dude. I mean, you can if that's what you want to do, but us obviously as casual preppers, that is not our MO. Yeah. We do not want to go walk
around.
One,
you don't
town.
Want people that think you're experienced and follow you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you probably get them killed.
Yeah.
And then two, you don't want people to, you know,
you're in an earthquake and they're
more
like,
aggressive.
Look at that tactical stuff. Yeah. I'm following that.
Guarantee
dude.
He has a 9mm on him or something.
Yep, absolutely. So let's get into what these kits could look like. What are the items that will be part of your EDC kit? So let's start with the very basics. And the first one I always think of is your phone. And most people, they're already doing this. I mean, most of the time, my wife has a hard time keeping her phone with her and knowing where it's at. But yeah. I don't know what it is.
It's always in her hand unless I need to call her.
Yeah, I know. And then it's like under the
I'll
truck
call and call and
down
call.
The street somewhere.
I don't know. The kids left it out in the garden.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
But your phone, I mean, when it comes down to like an SHTF situation, but also every day, communication is so key in everything that we do, right? But once you get into an emergency, it becomes even more critical. You've got to have your phone with you. And these days, pretty much every phone, unless you're a weirdo, is a smartphone. There are those people that still have like the Nokias or the flip phones.
Let me text him. It's like, I don't have 45
you
minutes
gotta
to wait.
I saw a meme yesterday that it was like, can you imagine if this pandemic would have happened like 15 years ago and you guys were texting each other on the Nokia phones and you had dial-up internet? Can you imagine?
Seriously.
Like, it would have been a completely different situation. But we did an episode 86. We talked about smartphones for preppers.
Yeah.
And so go listen to that. You can see how important your phone is to be part of your EDC kit and to think of it that way.
Yeah.
And like I said, a lot of this stuff, if you're just thinking of it as your kit, you're going to be more mindful of it and you're going to make sure you have it with you all the time and you're going to make it, like I said, you're going to be more deliberate with it. But your phone, you know, you can have survival apps. You can get any, I mean, you have Google, you can get any information in the entire world that you want, right?
Yeah.
All your contacts, you have GPS, you have maps, you have access to your bank, obviously news, emergency information, and podcasts, right?
Exactly.
That's critical.
There's only one.
It's super
need.
Critical. You've got to download podcasts.
Yeah.
With your
phone.
But
there's like stuff you can plug into it too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There's all kinds of like,
oh, yeah.
We can have like some of those EKG track.
Yep. Geiger counters.
The Geiger counter.
Yeah. There's crazy stuff you can do with your phone.
Which went in the headphone jack that is no longer.
That doesn't work anymore. Yeah.
I bet they were like, why do we put all our money into designing this?
I know. So also, you know, you can have cash, you can have cards. So Cam has like a dual, he's got his phone and he's got his wallet all in one, right? I don't know if you're still doing that, but
I do occasionally. Usually if I go out of town. Oh,
hello.
Push that mic down my throat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just have, well, we've gotten, well, I guess those are more just like wallets, but
mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's all kind. You can get those kits that have like little tweezers and
yeah,
crap you
it's
pull
insane.
Out of the back of your phone.
Yeah, you
cool.
can get as crazy as you want with that kind of stuff.
I mean,
your phone obviously also has a camera. Cameras, you got to have a camera.
Cole gets choked up when he talks about phone
freaking
cameras.
Love cameras. Always loved them.
Got a camera on it.
So many megapixels. So many.
I can't even talk about it right now.
But you got to have a camera. I mean, you get in a car accident, you want to be able to take photos of that.
My leg's over there.
There's my ankle.
Passengers way down the street through the windshield.
There's my femur over there. Do videos.
I'm bleeding out. Also, Instagram it.
I know. I'm gonna put this on IG stories. But also, like, I use it, like, when I'm in a big parking lot, I always take pictures of where I'm at because I always get turned around. I'm like, where the hell did
That's
I
true,
park?
Yeah, I'm on B7.
Yeah, B7. Just take
Airport
a picture.
Airport parking lots are the worst. So
it
it's
is,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You never know where you're at. And then it has a built-in flashlight. I mean, again, you're dueling.
I use that a ton.
Constantly,
everybody.
Right?
Yeah. Where's my socks? Where's my underwear?
Where's my mind? I don't know. A wallet.
Well, they even have like medical attachments that you can look in ears and stuff.
Really?
With them now, yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Go look it up.
What's the world come to? What's the world come to? A wallet. This, again, might seem like a stupid
this
thing.
This is a phone. You're wondering.
This is a phone.
It's a smartphone. I'm showing yeah. you right now.
A wallet is another important part of your EDC kit. Again, that might sound stupid, but you need to have your wallet with you. What are you laughing at over there? Just the wallet.
Some of the people are like, probably time to get rid of this BlackBerry. These guys talk about time. Smartphones yeah. a lot.
Dang it. This Nokia has worked out well for me for a long time.
This handspring's got to go.
So your wallet's got your ID. You need your ID all the time, obviously. Credit cards, cash, important documents, all those types of things. I'm super excited because I just got the RFID wallet from Silent Pocket. This
thing is
sweet.
Really
Check that
nice
thing out.
Looking.
It's really sleek and nobody's stealing my money with those little RFID scanners.
Really sweet.
I freaking love it.
So it covers that magnetic strip.
Yep.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. So you can't in the chip and all that. So
is it quiet? Silent?
I can't ever even hear it unless
Man,
it's
Silent Pocket. They make some
really
it's
great
sleek
stuff. They do. Again, you can even get wallets. We've had some of these that are like EDC tools on them. So it's like a metal wallet and it's got like a bottle opener and it's got a screwdriver and whatever else on it. So again,
yeah, they're way sweet.
Yeah.
Your pant pocket in like a couple of days. But
Another one is your keys and your keychain. Obviously, we're going over the super basics right now, guys. Yeah. We're going to get to some of the sexier stuff. But this, you got to have your keys with you. I mean, you want to get in your vehicle? Do you want to get in your house? Do you want to get home to work? All those things, you got to have your keys for that. Also, a good keychain is good because you don't want to be like that high school janitor walking around with 47 keys jingling. Like,
I was just going to say that.
Everybody can hear you walking around like everywhere you go.
Yeah, you ain't sneaking around with that
thing. No, you're not. So I use the KeySmart Rugged. I'm going to pull it out of my pocket right now.
I hope that's your.
So it keeps all my keys. If you can see it here, it keeps them all together. They don't jingle. They don't jingle.
Nobody
jangle.
Wants a jingle.
No, but it also has a tool in it too. It has like a flathead screwdriver, and I use it almost
that.
Every single day at work when I'm changing plates.
When you get in your car and going home.
Car,
actually, that's a whole different.
I use it all the time. Yeah, so you can have bottle openers. You can have flashlight screwdrivers on these things.
Yeah.
KeySmart actually has one that's GPS as well, so you can't lose your keys.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, so you just charge it up and you can't
Does
lose that
chime
thing.
Or anything.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't looked into it that much. There's a lot of them. You can even do like a USB flash drive on them. And what was that key thing that we got that was like a self-defense weapon that you put it in? Tactikey. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh. Yep.
So you put it in your fist and you can actually, you have it?
Yeah.
Oh, Cam's got the Tactikey. Oh, very cool. So you can see what this does is it becomes a makeshift weapon.
So you don't drive the key through the back of your hand when you're punching somebody.
So if you got to punch somebody, if you got to need a little self-defense weapon.
It just kind of helps hold that.
Yeah. So, and those things are cheap, man.
I've killed like 5 guys with this thing.
Yeah, in the last week. It's been a crazy week.
You say coronavirus? Stab them right
stab
in the neck.
Yeah. So that's kind of like my tier one with EDC. I kind of look at EDC as tiers. So here's tier two.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Is it? You like that?
I like that.
Good. So you go to that next tier.
You want
to
level up.
You want to continually
However
level
much
up.
You use one, make sure you hit those achievements.
Exactly.
You level up.
Next tier, and this to me is actually tier one, but for a lot of people it's tier two, is a knife, an EDC knife.
Once you get used to carrying one,
yeah,
you feel totally naked.
You do,
one.
Yeah. I mean, we got one every single day. I'm sure Cam's got one. Hopefully he's got one on him. He might not, but just a quick little EDC knife that you can use for, I mean, anything, even if it's just opening boxes. I mean, maybe you got a Subway sandwich and you and your buddy want to share it. You can just cut it. You don't have to do the rip.
I have done that.
Like a
I can't
caveman.
We talked about that. Mm-hmm. I've cut like fruit and
yeah.
Like half the time my kids, I don't want to eat all this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Flip out my knife.
Yep.
Cut it.
It's just, it's an important thing, especially for
maybe
a prepper.
Maybe steak at that steakhouse, remember?
Mm-hmm. With did. it's also a self-defense weapon if you need it, right? It's on
that's
you all
like
the time.
One of my favorite ones.
This thing is
Boker,
like this
I carry
Boker,
that thing all the time.
It's a beast, of a little beast of a knife. I usually like, when it comes to EDC knives, folding knives, to have something a little more compact that I don't feel like my entire pocket
feel it, yeah.
is filled
I've
up.
I've gone through maybe two or three layers of skin with this one.
Have you? Yeah,
it's
I know.
So freaking sharp.
Yeah, and I like an EDC knife that is that I can open with one hand.
You've been cutting shingles with this?
It's mostly boxes.
Oh, it's tape.
It's tape. Yeah, it's mostly boxes. But again, it can be a self defense weapon, and you always have to be ready for that kind of stuff. You know, if you got to fix your car, at least you've got something you can cut some things with. You know, chores and jobs on the farm. Cam knows all about this.
Oh my gosh,
constantly, right?
Baling twine. Baling twine. The whole farm together.
Yeah, the whole farm.
You have to cut it and then retie it.
Every cow's held together
by
baling twine.
It's not made to, like, you know, drop a loop through it.
Yeah.
You have to cut the whole thing and retie it.
Mm-hmm. So, again, if you get thrust into some sort of a survival situation, I mean, you don't know.
Thrust into
it. I know.
Oh.
I know. It's getting sexual, but it's okay. If you get pushed into a survival situation, what if you have to hunt or field dress or prepare some food? Or what if you have to start a fire? I mean,
it's true.
You're going to want a knife with you. And if you have that with you all the time, again, you're ready to go. One note of caution, there are places where it is illegal to carry knives. So make sure in your area, in your country, or wherever you are, that it's legal. Oh, hello. It's, you got the little buddy or the...
Yeah.
That's a cool deal too, right?
Yeah, this one has...
we'll talk about that too.
I don't smoke, lighters. But I carry this around
mm-hmm.
just because I like it.
Yeah, so he's got the lighter...
Constantly starting propane heaters and stuff.
Yeah. He's got the Bic lighter, but it has the lighter buddy cover on it, and it has a bunch of little tools
that
pop
out. Yeah,
I really
like this one.
Is that what they're called? Lighter buddies? Or what are they called? I can't remember what they're called.
My buddy. Yeah, I can't remember. Anyways, it's a little multi-tool.
Cool little tool. Yeah. The next thing after a knife is a light, a flashlight of some sort. I mean, it's dark half the day, right, Cameron? It's like 12 hours,
scientists
right?
say.
I'm not a scientist, but I'm pretty sure that that's correct.
Yeah.
In the winter, I think we have about 45 minutes of light.
I'm
pretty sure.
Of it.
Yeah, it's about 45 minutes. So you need to have a flashlight to do lots of different things when it gets dark, right? Yeah. I mean,
see,
that's very important.
Navigate.
See. Yeah, but if you drop something under your seat or your truck or your car, if you have to, you know, signal somebody in an emergency, what if the power goes out in your house and it's pitch black and mm-hmm. you don't want to, you know, knock something over? You have that light.
What
on
if your
you.
Shelter's a cave and you have to knock your tooth out?
Exactly.
And you got a flashlight.
Exactly. I mean, if you don't have that ice skate, then you're going to have to use that. Right? Wasn't that what he used?
Castaways, yeah.
Castaway, he's an ice skate, right? It can also be used, again, like Cam said, as a weapon. You can distract or blind an attacker coming at you. A lot of them have the strobe modes on them. So
they do.
You can have like an impromptu discotheque thing going
on.
An
impromptu seizure.
I hope this attacker gets seizures because I'm about ready.
Dang it.
Yes. Nah, it worked. But again, you know,
but some of them are blinding.
They are.
It's crazy. My kids will turn it on and shoot me in the eyes mm-hmm. with it. And I'm like, well,
see,
might as well
week.
Go to bed. Yeah. We can't do anything else the rest of the night.
I mean, if your vehicle breaks down at night, you need to change a tire.
Yeah.
There's so many different things. Again, any sort of survival situation that you might get in, you're going to need them.
Yeah.
So flashlight is a big
And
deal.
I carry, like, it's not an everyday carry because it's big, but I love that Striker, the mm-hmm. Olight, because mm-hmm. it's a mean sucker.
It is. Yeah. It's great. The next thing is a pen or some sort of a writing utensil and paper. All the time you need to make notes. And what if you forgot number one? What if you got your phone and you need to make a note? It's great to have this kind of stuff. What if you have to sign a document and papers and there's no pen around? You just flip out your pen. You know, I keep the TacPac tactical pen actually with me every day.
Yeah.
If you got to draw diagrams or maps for people, right?
This is where the food store is.
This is where not to go to get COVID-19.
This is how you get around riders.
Yeah. But tactical pens are great because obviously they're a pen, but they're also a weapon. So the tactical pens are usually made out of some sort of a titanium or really hard metal, but they have a point at the end so you can use them as a weapon. I mean, if you get hit by something like this from a tactical pen, you're not going to be happy about it.
Right.
You're going to hate it. But so again, it's another improvised weapon if you need it.
And they're
stuff
also
goes nuts.
Yeah, they're they're made to break windows a lot easier.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So get yourself out of a car if it's going underwater.
100%. You know, Right in the Rain, we talked about them quite
a
bit.
Is it a Tac Pack one? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Tac Pack one.
I like it.
Right in the Rain has some great stuff for the paper. They have stuff that will write in all kinds of weather with grease and all that kind of stuff on it. So they're great.
Shower.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You just be writing notes in the shower.
Notes in the shower, whatever you got to do. The next thing is a watch. You want to know what time it is. And
yeah.
Sometimes you want to be a little more discreet than pulling out your phone and looking at it.
Right.
And so you can just glance at your watch. That's kind of a nice thing. Analog watches, again, could be used for navigation in some in any type of survival situation.
Right.
So you have the sun out. That's a big thing. The kinetic mechanical, like the self-winding watches, they're going to be good.
That's what.
After, if there's an EMP or a CME or something like that. So
that's what my watch is.
Is it?
But I just don't like wearing watches. And I should.
Yeah, I don't.
There's a lot of medical uses too, you know.
Yeah.
Like respiration counts.
That's what I was going to say too, like heart rates and all those
things.
So
I always find myself like, "Dang, I should be wearing my watch."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've lost many patients because I don't wear a watch.
Dang, next time I'm going to get him cuz I got a watch on.
I'm going to track that heart rate better next time.
There's a lot of watches like those survival watches that actually have paracord on the bands so you could pull those out and use the paracord. I mean, there's some stuff.
Looks like you're from Oregon.
Yeah.
Or
wearing Birkenstocks and eating granola. But some even have like built-in fire starters and things like that. There's like those really...
They do. They have like fishing line and everything in them.
Survival watches that have like GPS and all that kind of stuff on it, which are pretty cool, but they're crazy expensive.
Yeah.
Or you can get like the iPhone watches where you can actually talk to people. You can text people. You can do a lot of different things with them,
right? Walkie-talkie with them and stuff, too.
Yeah, you can. And you can always, you know, time your kids. Run over there and I'll time you. Yeah. Right? It just gives
kids
them something
love
to
timers.
Do. They love to get timed.
Almost how fast I am.
Yeah. So watches are great. The next thing is a fire starter. Obviously, you know what these are for. They're for starting fires, Cameron.
Yeah.
But you never know again when you could be thrust into a situation where you might need
Once
one.
Again.
And Cam, obviously, a Bic lighter is the easiest thing to have with you. And if you're a smoker.
It's not as hardcore prepper. Look at that. I got fast. I made
fire.
Fire.
Yeah. You don't need a ferro rod. You don't need tinder. You just have a lighter.
That's all you hear.
It works.
Just singe the hairs on the side of my.
Yeah. Burn the.
My sideburns are now.
Burn the pop screen on the mic there. but again, if your car breaks down in the dead of winter and you need to start a fire or something, you've got that with you. You know, if you need to cook, all those types of things. Yeah. Keep warm. Exactly. The next thing is a USB charger. Pretty important, you know, to keep your phone going. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Or any sort of device, any sort of USB charge device. So those are great to have. Handkerchief, Cameron. I mean, how many things can you do with a handkerchief?
I mean, some of them have the Bible printed on
them,
basically.
Do. But they could be, I mean, right now, obviously, you could use it as a mask during this pandemic.
Yep.
That's great, right? It's also great for a bunch of different first aid things. A tourniquet, just something to stop the bleeding with, right? It could be a sweatband. You could clean up
blow
spills, rob a train, blow your nose.
Yeah,
you can do anything you want. Anything you want with it. So handkerchiefs are great. And they don't take up any space and they don't weigh anything.
No, they're great.
Yeah. I put this one on there because a lot of people don't talk about this with
their EDC. No, I think it's good because I had it down a little later.
Oh,
too.
You did? Okay.
But no, do it.
Needed meds. Are you dependent daily on any type of medication?
Yeah.
I think if you are, it's probably a good idea to have some in your kit.
Right.
Because what if something happens, you can't get home or you can't get back to where you have your meds and it's like basically like a life-saving med, you're going to want to have those with you somewhere. So I think it's a really good idea to have that with you as well as like just regular OTC meds, you know, in your kit.
Yeah.
I keep ibuprofen and antacids and things like that. Cam
behind
probably has
ear.
Straight up Imodium. There's a whole pack of Imodium. Cam
oh,
has.
I have I just replaced a type 1 diabetic drip. I have a pump.
Yeah.
An Imodium pump.
Good idea.
Going at all times.
And then food and snacks are kind of nice to have in your EDC kit too, because again, if you have kids or
some
you,
people think pills are snacks.
Again, yes. Xanax snacks.
Xan snacks.
I like that. And then let's go to the
Chocoset.
The last tier.
And the one thing on those meds is I saw somebody come into the clinic and he's like, I carry most of them with me, you know, instead of those little plastic things. Like I use one of those little plastic, you know, weekly counter things, but I thought it was pretty ingenious. It has key rings and it's those little aluminum like little bottles that you just twist shut.
Oh yeah.
He puts his medicines in them and they're color coded.
Oh, so
he's like
that's
a red one for Viagra and he has like a blue one for
interesting.
But I was like, that's a way you could carry your meds and not have it in that big plastic. You have it on your keychain, so it's kind of cool.
That makes sense. All right, moving into that next tier. And this is the one a lot of people
tier
when they think
three.
EDC, they think firearms.
Yeah.
Right. Again,
this platinum level.
Yeah. Think about it. Is it legal for you to do this? Do you have the proper permits? If so,
can you carry it?
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, can you do it at work? I mean, there's a lot of different things to think about. But if it's legal for you and it's something that you're comfortable with, freaking go for it.
Yeah.
Carry one. You know, I think it's great. Obviously, for self-defense, it's the ultimate equalizer always
to
have a gun, right? And if we get thrust into an SHTF scenario, you're going to be really happy you had that sucker, right?
But if you're dumb, it can get you killed too.
Exactly.
So pull it out on somebody.
When it comes to this, I'm not going to suggest anything. I will never suggest anything in this category.
Kidding.
Look it up, figure it out yourself, talk to your friends.
Somebody's like salivating right now and you're going to skip past
Son of a.
Oh, you said. I wanted to pick him apart.
Yeah. So obviously that's a great for
EDC.
He's going
to say it. I know he's going to say it. 9mm. I wouldn't ever go in 9mm. Okay.
Next thing is a first aid kit.
Yep.
How often do you cut yourself?
Daily.
Cam does daily. Do you have kids, Cam?
I do have
They
kids.
Are always bleeding or puking or pooping all the time.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed that your kids are doing...
That's not all happening at the same time.
Yeah. One of those three things is happening at some point during the day.
As we speak.
And so you probably need to have a first aid kit, right?
Yeah.
What if you get in a car accident? I mean, obviously we know what a first aid kit's for. Get one. They're great to have in a
I've ABC used
kit.
Every single one of my med kits in my car several times on me and my family. So.
Exactly. So think about a first aid
kit. They're not a waste of time.
Multi-tool, and this probably could be argued that it needed to be earlier because a multi-tool, it's like EDC royalty. It's like the tippy top of the stuff because a multi-tool does, it's versatile, it's useful, and it's portable, right? And there's so much stuff in this little multi-tool that can take the place of about five or six of these different things that we've talked about.
Right.
So I think a multi-tool is super important for an EDC kit. I like Leatherman. I like SOG on the multi-tool side. I think, Cam, you're about the same, right, with brands for that type of stuff. But
the SOGs are pretty impressive. Like,
they are, yeah.
I was like, nothing compares to a Leatherman, but the SOG, they're very good.
And again, you can be pretty discreet with a Leatherman or something. Just put it on your belt, put your shirt or jacket over it. You don't even know it's there.
I have
but,
it on a necklace.
Yeah.
Just let it dangle.
Use it on a necklace, yeah.
They're a little harder to carry all the time.
They are.
Because they're heavy.
They are.
I mean, shred your pants.
But a lot of people carry like their phone on their belt. Why not just a...
That's true.
Just
I think it depends a lot too. Yeah. Like
what you do.
What your work environment is. It's easier to carry it.
It sure is. The next thing would be cordage. A million different uses for paracord or something like that. You know, do you need to tie a load down in the back of your truck? Do you... there's a lot of different places you can go with that. But just... you know, have some paracord somewhere. I mean, there's so many things you can do. Like I said, with the watch band, they've got paracord belts. So we've talked about the paracord underwear. I mean, you got to talk about that. Or you could just have some loose paracord somewhere in a bag. They're obviously, it's a million uses for preppers.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to talk about is water or water purification.
And for those of you that don't listen or this is some new stuff to you, paracord.
Yeah.
Can like unravel into like super long thin strands. So like
yeah,
some
so
of them
if you have
fish wire, some of them have fire starter in them.
Yeah, there's a million different things. The survivor cord is some great stuff because like you said, it's got fire starter, it's got fishing line.
It's crazy how much stuff you can.
Yeah. So if you had like a 20-foot section, man, you could use that forever. So it's a big thing. Water purification. Obviously we see water's number one prep for every situation, and that's no different with EDC. I mean, it's a little bit different because you probably don't want to have, you know, like a Sawyer Mini strapped to your belt or something like that. That's going to be weird.
Yeah.
But to have it somewhere in one of your kits for your EDC kit is pretty crucial, I think. So think about having a water purification
device. What's that
device.
What's the company that bag that wraps up in the pouch?
I don't know.
They have the little fold-out picnic blanket that has the pockets in it.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Super lightweight, but it has an inline Sawyer Mini in it.
Oh, that's right.
You know, it's
right.
Like if you were carrying just the little pouch with your backpack, it has an inline Sawyer Mini in it. So.
Yep, absolutely.
Anyway,
yep.
Some cool stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
So when you go over all those basics and tiers, so you get to the point of how do I decide what I want to carry or what is a best fit for me?
Mm-hmm.
And it depends a lot on several things. So again, just mentioning, don't carry the stuff that you don't know how to use. Like,
yeah,
you don't need it all. So consider these things when you're developing and making your own everyday carry. The purpose, why do you have it? What are you planning to do with it? Are you planning, depending a lot on where you live, are you traveling into town and then you live outside of town, or are you in town and you just got to go a little ways to an apartment? It changes the way your EDC is set up.
Mm-hmm.
They change based on what you're doing. Like I go, when I go camping, I take a whole different thing with me.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like I do carry a multi-tool, and I usually have a bigger flashlight, things like that, because I'm in that different area. If I go to church, I do carry like a very small mm-hmm. knife that you can't, you know, it's tucked away in my tie or something.
It's like the tie.
But it just changes it up. If you're going to weddings, don't ever go to weddings. They're horrible.
Just don't go. That's your advice.
Yeah.
Don't go to weddings.
Determine like what use would you find from that EDC? Are you going to like, you get, this goes back to your like bug out plan or your mm-hmm. bug in plan, or if you run into an SHTF and you're at work, how are you going to survive? And that helps you kind of develop the EDC for you. Are you going to hunker down? That changes up kind of the things you're going to carry with you and have yeah. with you. If you're going to bug out, like for me, it's only like 5 miles to work
yeah.
through kind of a rural town. It's not really like I probably could carry the same, but if I worked in a city, I would probably carry a whole different, mm-hmm. you know, set of items. It just helps you be prepared for the unexpected. And you have to think of like what kind of scenarios in my area would I run into and how yep. could this little EDC help me? And a lot of times it just comes down to, you know, what are your uses? Like I'm constantly, cause I'm a nerd, you know, fixing, working on computers and
yeah.
I help with that at work. So I usually have like a little screwdriver, like a mm-hmm. one you just open up and it has all the little screwdriver heads in it. It's just like an everyday thing that's useful, not for survival, just makes your life a lot easier.
Exactly.
But it would be useful if that, you had to.
That's the thing. You have to look at your kit and say, what's going to make my life easier? And
yeah, don't carry a lot of stuff you just don't use very often.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if you're using it every day and it can help you in a survival situation, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
So breaking down a little further, like the rural and versus urban, an urban area, you may consider something that's more on the defense side, something that you're going to have to protect yourself from a lot more people because you're around a lot more people.
Yeah.
And also, like, in our community, rural, you know, we've got guys with camo and guns hanging out their back pocket. And,
yeah,
you know, they've got cell phones and everything strapped to them. So they can carry a lot more, and it's obvious, and everybody would blend in that way. Whereas mm-hmm. in the city, maybe you wear business casual clothes. You don't want to be, you know, having all this stuff hanging out of your pocket. So you have to change it up. And also to not stand out in a scenario yeah. where you're having to get through town. You don't want to have all this stuff hanging out of your pockets. In the rural and like a rural environment, like rural
it's environment. It's a hard word to say.
It is. Some areas you're spread out super far. Like if anything were to happen here and we had to leave Vernal, mm-hmm. we've got like
miles and miles
of just dead dry desert.
Yeah.
So carrying like the little kits and like I said, you don't always like, this is your everyday carry, but some other items that you may have readily accessible is like filters and stuff, because you're gonna be needing water along mm-hmm. the way and things like that. Or you want to have like a little bit of a bigger EDC kit accessible that has water so that you can travel across, you know, by foot for mm-hmm. a longer period, and food and things like that. The other thing is, are you a male or a female? You might not know yet.
Well, that's the thing.
Maybe you're trying to figure it out.
It does become a different kit.
It does.
Right?
It so. Does. And like we said at the beginning, females have been carrying EDC bags forever. Yeah. In their purse, like they have everything in there. My wife, it's crazy the stuff that I've found in those. And when I need to find something like keys, I can never find them.
Yeah.
Ever.
Who knows They're where gone. They are? Who knows where they
it's
are?
It's a magic trick.
Yeah.
But, The things to think about, like as a female, maybe you're comfortable with a gun, but maybe you're not. Like yeah. my wife would never just carry a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be her best defense thing? Like mace would be a really good choice. They have those little keys where you just pull the ring out,
the alarm.
And it goes off if somebody's
or even a taser.
Yeah, and a taser or stun gun.
Yep.
Those are better things for some people to carry. The other thing is, you know, some hygiene stuff females might need to consider carrying with them. Mm-hmm. If ever I've learned something with my wife, it's like, when is the most inconvenient time to have your period? It's going to happen.
It's going to happen at that time.
We're going to travel, you know, we're going to go on a camping trip. Oh, guess what? I just started like, oh. Yeah. And you don't have it. Let
anything.
Me guess.
Yeah.
We got to stop by the store. So female hygiene items are very useful and good to put in to the EDC or one of those little, a little bigger EDC kit that mm-hmm. you can get to quickly. And that isn't, I feel like, tampons are multi-tools as well.
They could be, yeah.
Stick them up your nose when it's bleeding. Stick them in a bloody gunshot wound. Bloody, I'm not going to go there.
There's a lot of different things you can use them for.
So, but yeah, it shapes your EDC kit different. Mm-hmm. A male may be more comfortable carrying a gun or feel more confident with that, which is good and bad.
Might not be comfortable carrying a tampon, but you might
exactly.
as a male. Who knows?
But yeah, hey. And it's not sissy to carry mace. Maybe
no.
that's more what you feel comfortable carrying.
A rape whistle.
I know, yeah.
You got to have what you got to have. You got to be exactly. comfortable with it.
I know a lot of people, like you've seen people do the testing on the different defense weapons.
Mm-hmm.
All of them will say that pepper spray is like the worst.
Oh, deal. Really?
Like they've been tased.
Worse than a 45?
Stunned. Well, yeah, I haven't been killed.
Yeah.
But the pepper all of them bad. Are like, that pepper spray is freaking horrible. Mm-hmm. So I have a kid. I was like, when my wife's like, we're going to go hiking, just me and the kids, I'm like, we'll take this with you. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm afraid of it going off in my in my purse or my bag. But it's a good defense thing, and it's easier to carry. So it just, you got to think into, you know, you got to think about more what you do, what you're comfortable with. There are a lot of different options. EDC with kids makes a big difference too. That's where the purse / duffel bag that women carry around, mm-hmm. you can have a lot of stuff in there.
For sure.
Consider snacks and things to distract them. Cards. You never know when you're going to get hunkered. Like you're going to get
stuck
trapped
somewhere.
In a room where you can't leave because there's a riot outside. You don't know how long that's going to last. So you need to have things to distract them and to kind of keep their minds off from all the scary stuff. Markers, wristbands, things like that, that you can, you know, draw on their forehead. This is Cam's child.
Put your phone number on her cheek.
Like fruit snacks. If you want him, call this number.
Yeah.
But crappy EDC gear, I feel like this is kind of where a use.
Yeah.
You know, I have all these little terrible lights that we've mm-hmm. been sent that last 2 seconds and the light's not very bright, but put that in a kid's hand.
They're happy
they
as can be.
Love it. Yeah. Maybe let them carry your ammo or your bandolier.
Good idea.
Shotgun shells in it.
Yeah.
Or that extra RPG round.
Got to have it somewhere. Let them carry it. Yeah. They'll be happy about it.
The things that you'll use, will likely use every day. We've been talking about that mm-hmm. a bunch. It's like, you know, carry those things that you're going to be putting to use. You don't need to carry a whole kit of things that, well, just in case.
Yeah.
And it's not useful to
but
you.
But again, we'll talk about this later too, because you can have several EDC kits. You can have what do you have on your person, then you can have a separate kit
exactly.
too. So we'll talk about
that. Yeah, and that'd be good. And then that's where it goes into those more, the levels that mm-hmm. Kobe had talked about. You can put, okay, well, I have all this gear that I use now in my vehicle. I'm going to carry like tier 2, 3, like the higher level mm-hmm. stuff that you can access, but you're not carrying on you every second.
Yep.
But guess what?
What?
Did you know every 39 seconds, on average, it takes 206 days to recognize an attack?
Whoa.
39 seconds happens an attack.
Are you speaking English?
I don't know.
I'm not sure what's going on.
I butchered that.
Okay, that's okay.
I hope you've all downloaded Surfshark.
Yes.
You need to now. So they are a VPN, and a VPN basically makes you go gray man online.
It's awesome.
So if you want to browse a web page and look mm-hmm. at lingerie and you don't want those ads to pop up, Surfshark will keep you
it's
safe.
It's awkward.
So it blocks you from...
It's awkward.
So a VPN basically masks you online. They can't track your IP address. You are basically invisible. Hackers cannot steal your information.
What does VPN stand for, Cam?
Virtual private.
Network. Interesting.
So, yep. Public network, you're in an airport. Even at home, you never know who can connect to that network.
Anybody
can. And
if
they do, they can access. Your phone is not off when it's off.
Yes.
So, you want that VPN. Surfshark, they have some pretty awesome stuff. They have HackLock ID protection. So, say your email password that's on every website in the world, if it gets hacked into, it's stolen, they will email you.
Yeah.
And that has happened to me, which is awesome. So the other thing is maybe you have a Netflix series you want to watch outside of the US, but you don't want to be outside of the US.
Yeah.
You can do that with Surfshark because their IP will make you
look
connect
like you're
to
anywhere.
Servers in any different country.
Yeah.
So not only do you get protected and get masked online, but you can also access information in or entertainment in different countries because it doesn't connect you to a server anywhere near you.
The thing I think about that's really cool about Surfshark is that you get one subscription and then it covers every single one of the devices that you have. Right, Cameron?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Unlimited access, 24/7 support, risk-free, 30-day money back.
Jeez Louise.
But how much does it cost you? By using our code.
Not much.
Yeah, you put it in today,
84%
off and one extra month for free.
That can't be right, can
it? It's the cheapest freaking VPN out there.
And it and I wouldn't say cheap. I would say inexpensive.
Yeah,
because
that's
it is not cheap.
It is not cheap.
It is a fantastic service. But you have to go to surfshark.deals/casualpreppers and then use our code casualpreppers.
Right.
And you're going to get that 84% off. So plus one extra month for free.
Yeah. We've talked about probably the next most likely thing to happen is... a cyber attack.
Yeah.
You want to be protected. Cost you $1.91 with
gracious.
Our discount.
Do it.
And the other thing I love about them is their app is like super clean.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get disconnected from the service, it'll just turn off your internet.
A
so
lot
it's
of
not
them
like
don't do
you're,
that.
Yeah. If you lose that with VPN and you lose your private network, then you won't have internet. It won't just keep going and you don't realize you're not connected anymore. So go check them out.
Yep.
Don't listen to the first part of this ad because I butchered it.
But Surfshark's great. So, Cam, let's talk about how do you carry all this gear, right? There's a lot of different ways. And the first and the most common and the easiest is pocket carry.
Paracord underwear.
Pocket carry. You all have pockets. Well, most of you have pockets. This is the easiest and the most common way to do it. Whatever pockets you have, just start putting that gear in those pockets. But sometimes that just isn't enough, right? Because like there's those dudes that'll wear those cargo pants and their side pockets, I mean, it gives them an extra about foot in width. I mean, they become huge. You can't get through a door sometimes.
No.
But you can do it that way if you want to do it. It's totally up to you. And there's some pants that have a lot of different like hidden pockets. There's those pants that have mag pockets for your AR mag. There's a lot of different stuff. But pocket carry is the easiest way to go. And this is the way that I do my tier one stuff. I have my wallet. I have my keys. I have my knife and my pen all in my pockets. And nobody really even notices it. It's just
I notice it.
Cam notices it, but he's very
looking
observant.
At your butt the whole time.
Yeah, but none of it's near my butt except for my wallet. So, the next thing you can do,
Looking for it when I'm looking at your butt,
is an EDC bag. This is perfect for maximizing your EDC again without being that dude that has cargo pants.
Where's yours?
It's right here.
Let's see it.
This is the bag I use for my EDC bag. It's like a little sling pack. It's small. I can fit it under the seat of my truck. Nobody even knows it's there, but I have all this stuff. And basically, I've filled this with
So what's
tons
the difference with this and your vehicle kit? Well, not your vehicle kit, your get-home bag.
So my get-home bag actually has a lot more. Yeah. So that's the biggest thing. The get-home bag has enough stuff for me if I need to walk overnight somewhere. I mean, this would obviously help. But the get-home bag has more stuff, and it has actually probably a few nicer things in it, too, right? It has a couple of, it has like an extra pair of socks.
It's
and
like
it has
a second
bug
out bag.
Yeah, it kind of is. So that's why that's different. And again, I like the fact that this one is more compact because if I have to, you know, do a quick little jaunt up a mountain or something, I can just throw that on and I know I have stuff, right?
It's your mountain jaunt bag.
Then another thing you can do actually, and I think this is what Cam does quite a bit, is you can just utilize existing bags that you use every day and fill those up with that EDC gear.
Yeah.
So a backpack, a laptop bag, a briefcase, all those types of things can be used in place of this, and nobody's the wiser. It just looks like it's your laptop bag, right?
True.
So that's another way to go, and it, I think is actually a really good way to go, especially if
I carry
you're
most of my additional in my work bag.
Just in your work bag, right?
It isn't very discreet, though. It looks sweet, and I like it.
Doesn't, yeah. But again, it's just nice that you can just grab this pack whenever you need and go, right?
Yeah.
Another way to go about it is EDC organizers. I've got one of those right here, too.
I just had an Instagram picture of this stuff. It's pretty sweet.
They're cool, yeah. So basically, they're little organizer. I don't even know how to explain what these things are. They're little packs that you can put a bunch of EDC gear in, right? This is a Vanquist gear
one. Or you can get multiple packs color code them, which is awesome.
And so you open up the pack and it has slots for all your gear. So I've got a fire starter, I've got a knife, I've got a flashlight, I've got some paracord, I got a pen.
Where's your toothbrush?
I got my right in the rain stuff here. I don't have a toothbrush in this.
Oh, that's another thing is remember the EDC like toothbrush? It has like, you can twist the head off, put a shaver on.
Yep. And so these are a great way because you can just throw these in like your middle console in your truck, or you can have them in your desk at work. And they're kind of fun to build out these kits, you know. Maxpedition and Vanquist gear are some of the best that kind of specialize
the Vanquist gear stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So you can, there's a million different styles. You can check them out. The last thing I kind of wanted to talk about in this area was discrete EDC. So having EDC items that don't really look like EDC items. And the first thing I want to talk about is a slide belt. I actually have the slide belt on right now. Maybe I should just take it off.
That's easily the most common thing for me to have.
I don't think I can
take it
off.
Is my EDC belt.
So the slide belt actually has
take it off.
It has a, I can't. I've got this other mic on here. I've got a flashlight. I have a knife. And everything on this belt, and nobody even knows about it.
No, it looks
totally
normal.
And so something like that is great for EDC because it doesn't look like EDC. Just make sure you're not wearing it when you go to the airport because they're going to take it from you and they might arrest you. Yeah. So be careful with that. Another one is the cash belt. Cam has a cash belt. So it just looks like a regular belt, but you can load that sucker up with tons of gear around
it. It's even
right?
more, it's even more discreet. Like it just looks like a boring belt.
Mm-hmm.
And it just folds on itself. So it's like Velcro pocket within it.
Yeah, it's great stuff. And the last thing was the phone cases. We talked about that. They don't look crazy, but they have a lot of different things in it. Or you can even just put some cash up in behind your phone case. So you've got some extra stuff with there.
Yep, or do
so, Or do you? So anyways, Cam, what, as far as the EDC goes, right now we're in a crazy time.
Yeah, it kind of changed up some of the things that I never really would have considered putting in there. I never had hand sanitizer.
Because of the pandemic, right? Yeah, so let's talk about that.
So the pandemic EDC add-ons that I've kind of started to put into my EDC kit. Masks, they have, I mean, a lot of people have been making some for us at the clinic, and they're just like a piece of cloth that goes over your regular
mask,
like N95, so that you can continue to use that into N95 longer. But both of those fold really well, and you can just carry them in a pocket. And that's been, I mean, right now we're seeing grocery stores recommending them or you have to have them on or any public place. So and that's been kind of a huge thing.
And even if you don't have that N95 respirator, the cloth mask will help.
Yeah.
So if you have those, at least just wear that.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And I have one of those little, like a little EDC pouch that I have in my truck too.
Mm-hmm.
And I have nitrile gloves stuffed in the corner pocket. Like there's a little side pocket on there. Because you know, what easier way to keep your hands clean than to just keep them covered?
Yeah, keep them covered, yeah.
So the nitrile gloves have been really nice. I even ate a burrito after gutting an elk with those nitrile gloves, so I was happy to have those. But, you know, it's changed it to where I can carry a mask, I carry gloves, I keep myself safe from the public with those things, and then there's hand sanitizers.
Mm-hmm.
The other little things that I like are those cloths that are like tablets, you know, and you get them wet,
get them wet and then they
fold into a rag. I used to just carry those camping, and now it's an everyday part of my EDC because of the situation we're in.
Yeah.
So, like we've said, different scenarios have kind of, we'll tweak your EDC setup, and definitely using the gear will get you kind of used to what you need, what you want, and what you need to look for. So
I mean, right now I think EDC is very important. Like I said, the first thing I've got in my EDC pack is the N95, but I've kept it in, this isn't actually specific to I've always actually had it in there, so it actually makes me feel better. I'm like, oh, I've always have one with me.
You do,
you know what I mean?
Have one with you all the time.
And so it's just it's crazy.
You never know, you know, like earthquake or something. You're like, look at 9/11.
Yeah,
if you would have had that EDC, you know, with that mask in there, people got tons of lung problems because of all that.
Absolutely.
So, definitely this pandemic has shaped my EDC to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you know, some of our favorite gear that we've used and liked. Kobe mentioned the Vanquist stuff's really cool.
It's great.
I love the slide belt. Probably the most common thing that I have on me when
they're
I'm not
pricey,
at work.
Though. They're pricey. It's like $150 or something like that.
So I watch for deals on that. Yeah. But the cash belt's sweet. It's cheaper, and you can tuck all kinds of crap in there. You can put medicine in there.
Yeah.
Skittles, M&Ms,
exactly.
Gum.
Yeah.
And I love the Striker Olight. It's a little bigger, but they have smaller ones too, but they're strong. They have a super bright light, and you can essentially use them as a weapon.
Absolutely.
And then recently, well, we've had them before, but the Right and Rain,
yeah,
you know, they have all kinds of different stuff, like little notebooks, big ones. They have pens that can write in all different directions.
Yep. Like, it's great stuff.
So yeah, get looking into it. EDC becomes an obsession. Yeah,
it does become an obsession. So that's pretty much EDC, guys. I mean, obviously, that's a big, broad overview of all the things you could do with it, but we want to see your EDC kits. I love seeing EDC kits, man.
Show us your EDC kits.
Send us some pictures or tag us on Facebook or Instagram or something, because we love that stuff. Cam, did you know that today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack? As always, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Use our code CASUALPREPPERS. You get a free separate bag sent of EDC gear with your first month's TacPack. Can you believe it? Head to TacPack.com. Use our code CASUALPREPPERS. You're going to get an extra thing of EDC gear. I mean, how can you beat that? It's perfect.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Speaking of subscription boxes, we have a new battle box. Do you want to talk about it real quick?
Look how big this box is, for one.
Yeah.
And guess what's even crazier? There's a box within a box.
Yeah. Ooh, spill that.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah. So this month, is a card in there, hopefully? Where's the card in there? I don't know. I want to hand me that card. So this is Mission 62.
Yeah.
The first thing is the Lord and Field Drifter Camp Tool. It's a $22 value. This thing is actually really cool. So it's basically, it's a knife, it's a spoon, it's everything.
You can spoon with this knife?
Yeah, you can spoon with it. It's Lord and Field, and so you know it's always going to look sexy.
Lord and Field.
The Lord and Field.
Yeah.
And so, and it's just like got that classic look of the wooden handle.
It's like a Boy Scout knife.
Yeah, this is kind of like a Swiss Army, but it's like a camp tool, right? You got to
see, this would switch up your EDC for camping, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Throw that in your pocket. So that's $22. That's great. The next thing is the Fat Rope Stick. So this is a cool fire starter. You just cut off pieces of it, and I think I might take that out tomorrow. We're going to be testing out some gear and see how this fire starter works.
The same ones
works.
That make the fat wood?
No.
That cake it full of oils. And
so that it's a really cool fire starter.
It's like a push pop.
Yep, it's like a push pop, but it's great fire starter stuff. $9 value, $9.99 value.
Doesn't stink either.
And then the Bushcraft Coffee, Campfire Coffee. And if you love coffee, you love coffee. And here's some coffee, right?
It smells really good.
Does it? I don't even like the smell of coffee, which is crazy.
You don't? I don't.
I hate it. Yep. Oh. So you got some coffee there. The next thing is the bug bite thing. It's called $9.95 value.
Bug bite.
So you can like suck out like the stingers and stuff on bug bites.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty intense for a bug bite.
It is. I know. And then you get to the advanced box, and you have my favorite item, which
although my kids, when they get bit by mosquitoes, it looks like they develop the plague.
Yeah. My favorite item is the Moore Knife Spark. So it is a Moore Knife, and if you know us, you know we love Moore Knife. Very inexpensive knives, but very sturdy, great stuff. So it's Moore Knife that actually has a ferro rod in it.
So I have the Moore Knife that has a ferro rod on the side,
yeah.
Sheath.
This one is actually in the handle.
I like that.
It's a really cool knife. I'm gonna take that out tomorrow and test it out too. Then you get to the Pro Box, and you get the Coleman Klondike 24-can 42-hour cooler. What?
That's sweet.
Yeah, you know what I like about it? See on the top, on the lid, you can actually just reach in and grab a can. And you don't have to open the whole thing up.
Don't spoil all your coolness.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. Get it? No pun intended. And then you get to the Pro Plus. You get to the knife of the month. $89 value. It is
$239
value. $6 million value. The Revolt Knives Sulu.
It's the only one made.
Ultimate
we have it.
Locking utility knife designed by Mike Vellenkamp. So it is the weirdest knife you have ever seen. So you open it up, but then you can actually slide it down and it becomes an Ulu knife.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Slide it down?
Yeah, so let me see. I'll show you. You have to push.
I haven't played with this one yet. Kobe hoards all the boxes.
It's kind of a crazy knife. So you do that, and then it slides in
that's freaking
to become an Ulu knife.
Ooh, that's mean.
Yeah. But be careful. It's hard. It's a little bit difficult to get it back. But it's a cool knife. It's interesting, man. Oh, you got it. You got it. Look at you. Mm. You figured it out, and you didn't even cut yourself.
No, I didn't.
Fantastic. So anyways, that is a great mission. I like mission 62.
Texture.
Yeah.
Rubber. Rubber texture.
So, yeah. Cool stuff,
huh? For reviews, right?
Quick and dirty obviously.
Obviously, it's time for another
quick
thing.
And dirty. What do you got, Cameron?
Allergies.
We want to talk about allergies.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, you guys have all got allergies, right?
Right now, it's actually horrible to have allergies because people are looking at you like...
It's the hardest freaking thing right now in clinic because people have all these symptoms and we don't let them in.
Yeah.
You know, we have to screen them out in their cars and it's typically allergies.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to go over a few things of controlling your allergies better because it's a huge question that comes up all the time. I wanted to mention one thing is the complementary and alternative medicine CAM therapies for allergic rhinitis and conjunctivitis. So CAM therapies, CAM is commonly defined as a group of diverse medical and healthcare systems, practices, and products that are not generally considered part of the conventional allopathic medicine practices.
Oh, interesting.
This is CAM medicine.
Yeah.
But basically it kind of entails all the more natural remedies.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So some of the natural stuff, I've talked about butterbur before, and it has some studies showing there's a little help with allergies. Cinnamon bark, Spanish needle, Benefuki green tea. I've never used that one. Ginseng. All of these have some help with
allergies.
With
huh?
allergies, yeah. So if you want to go that route, there you go. But the real route, the Western medicine route. So a lot of people ask and come in for allergy injections with steroids. So it is a very successful treatment if you're just tired of it and want your doctor to do it, but there are a lot more risks with it. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Yes, it does work well and most clinics do it, but there are risks with steroid injection.
That makes sense.
As for like controlling your allergies, there's the first generation antihistamine, second generation. And the second was developed to lower the drowsiness and fatigue that you get like with Benadryl and all those.
Yeah.
Second tier or second generation would be Zyrtec, Claritin, all those. They do cause some drowsiness. But when allergies are super bad, usually the way that I handle it is I tell people to get a life. Never come to the clinic for allergies.
Quit sneezing.
No. These are the best things to do. Get nasal saline, rinse your nose. It's proven to reduce that rhinitis and that fullness. Oh. So nasal saline. Two is fluticasone, which is Flonase, is now available over the counter. It is not quick. You have to keep using it, and it has some of the best studies for controlling congestion and runny nose.
Oh, interesting.
So get that one. And then as for your allergy medicines, you just have to trial it. It's weird. The way people's genetic makeup is, you're going to have success with Allegra and I'm not. And so you just got to trial. And I would, you know, bite the bullet and just pay a little more for the name brand ones and try. My wife does really well with, what's that? I've never prescribed it or anything. It just slipped my mind. But anyway, it's not Zyrtec or Claritin or any of those. But give them a try. Like Allegra works for me. I don't have seasonal allergies much, but it helps with congestion. So my route, do saline, do a nasal steroid, take your antihistamines, and you can do an antihistamine morning and night.
Mm.
And then there's some other more expensive prescription-based ones if you want. But those have been proven to be the most successful and they're the most common ones that your provider is probably going to give you. So just go and get them. They're over the counter.
Get some in your EDC kit.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
As for eye drops, the ones that have ketotifen in them, which is like Aloe or Zatador, like you can get those over the counter. Those are better. I'm not a fan of Clear Eyes and all their weird crap. So
okay,
there you go. I hope that helps.
Thanks, Cameron. Appreciate that. Thank you guys.
CAM therapies. Just remember that.
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. Again, send us or tag us in pictures of your EDC kits. We want to see what they're like. We'll try and get a bunch of our kits out onto the Instagrams and the Facebooks and whatnot so you guys can take a look at them too. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you guys. Cam has one last thing to say.
Yeah, stay safe.
Stay safe. Stay survive. See you guys.